Lydia, for Christ's sake, come down. You've let the roast burn.
My husband's voice shreds my reverie. A bloodletting blade quivers in my fingers, eager to sever scar-quilted skin. I pause, the blade's edge dull against my flesh. The memories persist. Even after all this time, I know how hard I'll have to press to make the first cut. Smoke wafts up the attic stairwell, filling my office with the sharp stink of blackened blood and meat. Irritation boils. He'd rather let the roast go to leather than take it out himself. Had he done that, there'd be nothing to blame me for. And what would my husband do for sport if not make my life miserable? But no. He senses my impending self-destruction, or so I imagine. I put the antique blade to bed beside its brothers and sisters, tuck them into rotting blue velvet covers, and close the lid of their arcane box. Isidore's pain is not mine to appropriate.
Take it out, Lance!
My voice cracks with the effort. Laryngitis has kept me mute for almost 3 weeks. No amount of ice cream, lozenges, warm scarves, quiet, or throat coat tea had made a difference. It was only when Lance departed for a conference in New York that I began to recover. Just yesterday, I greeted the mailman and spent an hour on the phone with my good friend Marcella. My voice was all milk and honey then, but as soon as Lance parked his custom-painted BMW in the drive, my throat swelled up as if I'd swallowed a beehive. Choking on wax and fibers, bits of broken cellophane wings and sticky ends of lost stingers, I imagined coughing up stiff little black and yellow hairs, vomiting honey and pollen globs. But still, I couldn't clear the obstacle, and once more receded into silence and pain.